So there have been a couple of pieces for that. The, you know, the outreach component through what was last year Every Kid in a Park and is this year called Open Outdoor for Kids. Each of those field trips has a couple of different components. We do a pre-site visit where we visit the school, tell them about the history of the National Park Service, about our national park specifically, and sort of prime them for the field trip. And then the field trip, we meet and we write and walk and write, and then there's a follow-up where they complete some other stuff. And then every school that participates in that, those students also get national park passes for their whole family. So I know one family here in Kent that was so excited that they went on a Western road trip to go to like Grand Canyon and Yellowstone with their park passes, because that can be expensive. Mm-hmm. Some of the other parts, we've worked really closely with one of the rangers, Ari Rosser, to have the poetry that the students are writing exhibited in, there's this garage space in Boston Township down there, so the MD Garage, which is next to the new visitor center and the historical exhibits in the Boston store. And you can go in there and see these large banners of designs of some of the students' posters and some smaller posters of that. And then there are interactive activities. So we had our team develop coloring book pages based on those designs, so kids can, even if they're pre-literate, they can, you know, have the poem, or if they're not writing it, but they can read that poem, they can color it, color that design, and spend some time with it. And we also have a gallery of primary text that people can create those blackout poetry erasure apps from. So all of that has been in that exhibit down in the park most of the summer and will continue probably through November. So that's been a big part of it. We're hoping that some of these elements become featured in the new visitor center that's opening near the end of October. And yeah, we've done a lot of events there. So this summer there were celebrations in every town along the river, sort of around the 19th, which was when the fire was. So it sort of followed the arc of the river from Geauga County all the way back up to the mouth of the river in Cleveland. And so we were very active in the event here in Kent. We traveled to Cascade Valley Metro Park and exhibited in Akron, and also to Heron Homecoming, which was Heron Homecoming, that's that event, and up to Cleveland to do the Cuyahoga 50 celebration there, where the mayor was there and a lot of the paddlers for the Enjoy the River were there. And we also, our teaching artists worked together to write a poem that honored the dedication of the water trail, which is recreational use of the length of the river. That'll be completed also this October, but they had a dedication ceremony during those days around in June. And so we read a poem there for as part of that dedication ceremony.